Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has lately fallen in love with the Chemex. It's only the third day that I'm using this beautifully looking vessel. And as you know, I also have a big penchant towards the AeroPress. I do like it a lot, especially when I travel. But lately I've been using it a lot as well because I've just got a standard that I use on all coffees just as a starting point to give it the same kind of starting point. And that's a really interesting exercise to do. I do use the inverted method and I let it pre-infuse for 35 seconds and give it a little bit of stir just to pat down the bloom if it's a bit too high so that it doesn't trap what's in there and that all the grinds really get nicely saturated. And then after those 35 seconds, I add the remaining. I do a total of 250 milliliters of water and pretty much the same water to grind ratio with the Chemex has been going quite well. So 16 grams of coffee. So, but today, because I like those two vessels and those two brewing methods, it is the showdown of the Nicaragua Finca Limoncillo Natural Pacamara Funkier. That's how Steve Layton from Hasbin has called this particular bean. And already when you open the bag, I don't know if you've seen a Pacamara. They are huge beans. They are really, truly huge, huge beans. Opening this bag, a woof of strawberry and beautiful kind of sweet strawberry flavor or actually smell just hits you immediately. So I've prepared my two brewing methods and I'm just going to open that bag again just to shake it around a bit. And really, I mean, it is just unbelievably sweet and really strawberry. I don't know if you've ever kind of put your nose on a strawberry jam, for example. It's just like that. It's got a lot of sweetness, but you can smell those strawberries in it as well. And so in the cup now, I've produced this lovely Chemex and I'm drinking it. It's gone down to a lovely temperature so that I don't scald myself. It's just in the low 50s. And I mean, do you know what the Chemex does? It just gives you such a rounded, lovely mouthfeel. And here again, it just does that. And it's quite a heavy mouthfeel. Maybe that's the bean. There's this sugar. If you think that sugar kind of weighs a little bit, that's what I'm feeling on my tongue. It just envelops my tongue, sits there really, really nicely. No bitterness whatsoever. And I think the Chemex is, it's not easy to do the Chemex, I will say that. And what I've picked up as well is that when you pre-infuse in the Chemex, and you're supposed to do that, and the coffee is really freshly roasted, there's a lot of bloom happening. The CO2 gases are still kind of bubbling up. And you've got to make sure to pat that down a little bit as well, so that all the grinds get saturated. Then after 35 seconds, you add the remaining of the water. All this happens, of course, on some scales with a timer next to it. And just to give it the best kind of chance for that bean to shine in the glass. And of course, I like using my double-walled glasses. They're just perfect to drink a filter coffee. Now, I'm going to put my lips to the AeroPress inverted method. Wow. I will say the mouthfeel is nicer in the Chemex, but there's more fruitiness and funkiness coming through the AeroPress. That's quite extraordinary. Color-wise, what the Chemex does, it gives you this bronze, clean, clean, clean cup. Whereas in the AeroPress, I can see it's a little cloudier already when I pour, because I brewed and extracted into, I normally do a milk pitcher, obviously preheated. I also rinse the filter, that goes without saying. And then when I pour it from the jug that I've extracted into my glass, I can see that it was just cloudier, whereas the Chemex, clean, bronze, beautiful, I mean, just the beautiful liquor-like pour. And of course, the Chemex is so beautiful, and it's got this little kind of, it's a ridge, or it's almost like a rail, where the coffee just, like a river, can just flow very nicely into a glass or whatever you like to drink your coffee out of. But let me take another sip of the AeroPress. I will say it's a stronger coffee, but those strawberries really come through and they grab hold of you. Whereas in the Chemex, it's a smoother. The whole thing is just smoother. Now, I know it was a battle of those two vessels and a battle of the Pacamara. I like them both. I wouldn't want to put my neck out. But the Chemex just looks so beautiful and I love pouring it. I love drinking it. Don't worry, AeroPress. I won't sideline you just yet.